Mun pitäisi ne perin mukaan näyttää.
Taas voi sanoa, kun spiikasikin mua. Bale inyukoni lukapta, anga jukapta, nikikiraksiwa kagatikot, aliyakatakuding niksiuranik, pinakami, sikakani huting. Asi nikikirani laro kami sikut kisena aliyakulating.
When we were trying to grow up, our parents used to go out and really try and secure game for us, animals, so that we could have something to eat. And our parents did this, and now here they are turning around, giving us a hard time to using our own land. And when we learn to hunt, and especially to hunt for our parents, we are not as adept as they were. We are experiencing difficulties in doing so. Lazarus, kanok last name rin? Roland. R-U-L-L-A-N-D.
Does anybody else want to speak this evening? Well, it's almost 11 o'clock. I think that we'll adjourn now because I think you want the hall for the dancers anyway, I'm told. We'll come back tomorrow morning at 10:30 if anybody wants to drop by and testify. We'll just be here in the hall at 10:30 for a while if anybody wants to come in. And if there's anything you think of that you want to add to what you said tonight, or if anybody else in the village wants to come in tomorrow morning, we're staying till tomorrow, so we'll be here then. So I want to thank you all for coming. This has been very helpful to me to get an idea how the people of Anaktuvuk Pass feel about ANCSA and what the impact has been here in this village. And I was just saying Mr. Mayor that we'll adjourn until 10:30 in the morning, and we'll be here in the morning in case anybody in the village wants to come in and make a presentation. So I want to thank you again for coming. Thank you.
You.
surplus for medicine?
Yeah.
Okay, I got some. I better turn the clock.
We're trying to learn how to say it.
I don't know about that.
Then I can leave this here, so I don't have to put
Thank you.
our groceries.
How's the hunting situation now compared to 5-10 years ago?
We are having right now a more difficult time. The game is there, but we have the park, which is known as Alaska Arctic Gates. And we have regional corporation also, who are only able to give us easements to some of our traditional hunting ground. And these easements does not cover all my hunting areas.
For those that have allotments and areas where you used to hunt, there's some trails available.
There's some trails available, but then again, we have to go through permit system to reach the allotments from the park.
And so your own, what if you want to use ATV or motorized vehicle?
For ATVs, the park superintendent said we need a permit. We can walk to our allotments freely. We can use dog teams. We can use airplanes if we can afford it, but most of these allotments are not reachable by airplanes. Our main transportation right now, summertime, is ATVs.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Who you feel is responsible in making some of these limits or boundaries where you cannot and can't go?
I think I would have to point out to the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. They own this land and they are giving us some easements, and their sense of value is different from mine.
Does that hold true for Village Corporation?
No, not really. We are able to step on the Village Corporation lands anytime we want.
And the boundaries that they have set now are the boundaries that gives you a lot of problem, like right now in terms of hunting.
Right. We had all this land, but on the map they're marked saying that's Park Service land or Arctic Slope land.
Who would be more responsive, the Arctic Slope or the North Slope Borough? Or would you get help to maybe make amend some of the things that have happened or change them?
Well, I think the group of people involved in this are the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, the Park Service, and I think we can go to the board to help us try and solve these problems that come about.
How is your health standards, the living standards?
Well, the living standards, health-wise, have improved considerably, but then we still are lacking water and sewage. That's to be able to have a flush toilets in our homes. We are using honey buckets, and some of us have deep ditches by our yards, and we are spilling these honey buckets into them.
Are there plans to do something about those?
Well, the latest word I got from the mayor's office, the borough mayor's office, said we need to submit some kind of a plan.
The city has.
The city.
Yeah. Are you in process of developing something like that, or can you do it, or do you feel that the borough should do it? make the initial plans, or you guys?
I think we can work together. We did get a grant from the state for $500,000 for preliminary planning on this water and sewage, but then we had to return this money back to the state because we couldn't get it legally. It had to go through the borough.
What kind of powers does the city have now?
I would think all the powers were transferred to the borough.
What about recreation?
It's in borough's hands. We have a grant sitting there at the borough office.
You said you were also involved with the school system. Let's briefly talk about what's happening in terms of education. I know that you have had problems with high school, you know, last 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
What's the situation now?
It's pretty hard to say right now, but I think it will improve. Although it's good that we have a high school here, but then again, I think for my children, I would send them out.
About what's the population of high school students? Some.
We average about 70, 75.
In high school?
Oh, no, that's the total.
The total school.
Maybe less than 10 even, high school.
Do you feel that they'd get better education or better opportunities of getting education outside of an off-the-week pass? Is it because the teachers or school system or?
During the last past years, I think the high school students were uncomfortable with some of their teachers and they were not going to school. But then again, I think for better education, they would have to go out like I did for 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm. What about the bilingual program?
Right now, I think some kids are doing fairly well in bilingual. We need a lot more than what they have to offer, though.
Oh, what do you mean, a lot more, other than just learning Inupiaq?
Right.
Where do you feel the responsibility is, in the school system or in the parents or community?
I think as a parent, I'm also at fault having my kids lose our language. That's where it should all begin, right at home. Speaking in our language to our kids so they can pick it up.
How much should school be involved, and to what extent? The first few years, all the way through, or?
I think all the way through, and as a parent, from me, it's the same thing.
How can the parent get involved in the school system? Can you have more voice in the development of curriculum or in the development of how the education system is going?
Although we have elected advisory council for our school, I think the main voice should come from the people and direct us to which way we should be going. You know, we can't be right all the time. And I think we can get most of the help from the people.
Has the advisory board been responsive?
I would say yes, but then I would like a lot more input from the people. We don't get that too much.
Does that hold true in any kind of meeting other than education? Like when you have special meetings, you know, sometimes there's a lot of people, sometimes there's only a few people. Where's the interest, or where do you feel the interest is?
I think their main interest right now is home, where the TV set is.
TV set?
They're not coming into the meeting, so that's probably where they're at, watching TV.
Before TV, Do you feel that there's a lot more people that would go to meeting?
I would say yes. We always had quite a few people, and now we are having general meetings where we have maybe 10, maybe less than that sometimes.
And you want more participation from the community, and now that you have some problems with people that want to watch TV or do other things.
Yes, I would like to see everybody participate in our meetings. Sometimes we get a feeling that they just don't care anymore, and when we do try something right, they will come back to us later on and say we did wrong. And they're not here to say.
I think that's whole true for most of the villages up north, you know. I think you're doing a very good job in terms of getting some of the people here to some of the important things that you need to discuss. What about the family lifestyle? How much has it changed, if any, positive changes?
I think we're about the same as we were in way back. We're a close-knit family. The whole village is, we get along pretty good. We stick together.
You got how many kids?
I have three daughters.
Three daughters.
Yes.
What do you feel is important for them to learn as they grow up?
Well, first thing I want them is to have a good education, go to college or to learn a trade. Maybe there'll be jobs here available by that time.
And how about other people that cannot go to college or trade schools or don't want to go to college and maybe didn't learn to hunt?
We have short-term projects, construction, and this involves laborers for the construction. But then again, I think we have a few people here that depend on their parents too much.
I'm glad you said that. Maybe you could give us a little insight to the teenage situation, what some of the problem areas like alcohol and drugs there that one can see, you know, oftentimes.
Oh, well, I think job-wise, they're not really hurting to go to work, and they'd rather be right at home and have their parents support them. They want handouts, they want the easy way of getting it, and I think most of us parents are giving it to them.
What about the elders? How do you use elders, or what happened to elders in terms of meetings or giving leadership or giving insights on what's happening with the lifestyle or subsistence life? What's happening?
I would say elders are the best advisors we have. They can tell us stories from the past. They can tell us what we're doing wrong now. And they are the people we should look to and say, how do we want to live? What kind of changes don't you want to see, or you want to see?
Is there some conflict from what you think should happen, and them what they think should happen? Different views.
I really had no real big conflicts with elders. Sometimes we may disagree a little bit, but then we are always able to work it out. They're the people I look to most.
I enjoyed watching you, you guys dancing last night. Is that something being revived?
Well, we've always had dances on all holidays, but what we are doing now is inventing motion dances. We don't really do motion dances here. And this first time we're getting into it.
Is that something new for you, or do you feel pride in being able to learn, participate in those Eskimo dances?
Yes, I enjoy it. I like to participate. I try hard to learn. And I think we shouldn't lose that.
If you were to give advice to a young teenager, what would you tell him?
What would I tell them in terms of our lifestyle? I think I would encourage them to keep our tradition, to be able to go out and hunt the land that we've been hunting, and not lose our lifestyle.
Thank you very much for taking time to share with us. Is there anything else that you'd like to say before we sign off? Something that's important to you?
Well, no, not really at this time.
Okay. Thank you for taking time again. We've been talking with Harry Hugo, Mayor of Anaktuwik Pass. Thank you.
Whew. Now I can
breathe. We got the whole program.
Harry, we recorded that for...
Oh.
Is that okay with you?
Sure. Okay.
Well, we didn't record the whole thing.
No.
I'll make it just...
we've been witnessing an interview with Harry Hugo conducted by Rex Okakok of the North Slope Borough Television Network. And we have with... the consent of both of these people. I recorded it as part of the transcript of the hearing here at Anaktuwik Pass.
That's good. That was very interesting. I'm glad you did that.
There's probably a lot more to say. I think he's still holding back.
Well, I'm scared of cameras.
You're getting more comfortable and comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
We also have a couple of others coming
in. The first part of the interview because he was talking about the climate.
Yeah, well, just to give you a little bit.
Yeah.
So, on his hair, I think he's ready.
Can I put that first half of it on another tape?
Sure,
whatever you need. Because I've got most of it. Very well, half of it.